the radio.
For more, go to shawnoffradio.com.
This is an emergency. Tempo has reached critical levels.
Now give me a beat.
Come on.
Feeling so good. I love it.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by for action.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Shawna on the Radio with Lala. Find us at shawnaontheradio.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/shawnaontheradio, on Twitter at Shawna on the Air, and on Instagram at Shawna on the Radio. And Lala, what's your Facebook?
It's facebook.com/thelalamarie.
And so how was your week?
It was very rainy.
Yes,
indeed. We got so much rain.
We did.
My pool is overflowing, and it just was really yucky. But I guess we needed it. We really did need that.
We did, but I don't think we needed it as much
anymore.
As we got.
Now we need the sun to come back.
Yeah, definitely. I need to work on my tan. I saw a video from my friend's brand new house. She bought it less than a year ago, maybe. And her lawn was completely flooded. Like, she needed a boat if she wanted to get anywhere.
Is this around the area?
Yeah, wow. I want to say, like, New Windsor area, which is,
wow,
like, a half hour from here.
Yeah, it was a lot of rain.
It was so much rain.
Now, I think it's going to get better this week. You know, lots of sun back in the 90s, so we're good.
Yes. You know, this weekend I went swimming. Actually, Thursday I went swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to my aunt's pool. It was nice just to relax, you know, get some sun. I got completely burnt.
Oh, I could see your face is all red.
Yeah. It was bright red a few days ago. Usually I don't burn as much, or if I burn, it'll go away, like, by the next day. And
yeah, because you're Polish, right?
Yeah. And this time, it did not. So, I was just a little painful.
Yeah, I know it is. I actually burnt myself last night cooking. Some serious grease burns, so that's even worse than sunburn. I've never had one before. Oh my god, it hurts.
Yeah.
My arm looks like a mutant.
I don't cook often. For that reason, because I always usually burn myself. But yeah, I know what getting burnt is like, and it's not fun.
Nope, not fun.
No. But you're listening to Shawna on the Radio with Lala. We'll be back.
Dance on the floor in the round.
On the radio with Lala, and we were just talking about cooking, and Lala loves to cook.
Yes.
I don't really like to cook, but I don't know, every time that you are, you know, you bring food here, and it smells so good.
And I'm always cooking, and all my friends love it, because I'll take pictures of the food I cook, or I make little videos, and they're always asking me for the recipes, so I thought, why not start that on the show too. You know, every week I'll give you guys one of my recipes.
Heck yeah.
And yeah, they're pretty easy. They're delicious, and I want to start making videos along with it, so you can, if you hear it on, you know, on the radio, you can always go on our website, and then I'll have the video up that you can watch and, you know, get more of the information that way, because it's hard to hear it all when you're driving or something, or sitting at your desk. But
yeah, we don't want anyone getting in accidents.
Yeah.
Trying to write down a recipe.
But this week, there's a recipe that is super simple, and it's always my go-to recipe when I have no idea what to cook. My husband's hungry, my son's hungry, and I have chicken. Chicken is the easiest thing to cook with. It's cheap, usually it's cheap, and it cooks really, it's easy to cook. You really can't mess it up. But this is a chicken drumstick recipe with lemon, wine, and chicken broth.
Mm.
And super simple, like I said. So you buy drumsticks, which are really cheap nowadays. It's like, I could get a pack of drumsticks for about $3 to $4. And there's a lot in there. So you get drumsticks. You're going to need Pinot Grigio or any kind of white wine. Not cooking wine, like real wine. Chicken broth. Salt. Pepper, paprika, onion powder, and garlic powder. And you're going to open the package, season the chicken. I put a lot. There's no measurements. I usually don't use measurements. Just dump that salt on there, the pepper, the paprika, the onion powder, the garlic powder. Coat it on both sides. You're going to preheat the oven to 500 degrees. And in a glass baking tray, you're going to add a cup of Pinot Grigio, and a quarter cup of lemon juice, and a quarter cup of chicken broth. And you're just going to put that in the pan that the chicken's going to go in. And then, after the chicken's seasoned, place it in the pan, stick it in the oven when it's at 500 degrees, and cook it for about 15 to 20 minutes. It's going to get really crispy. Then change the temperature to 375, and cook it for about 25-30 minutes more. And that's it.
Wow.
It's super simple, and it's delicious. Comes out tender. That juices, I love to take the juices, pour it on the chicken, or whatever side you make with it. It's really delicious, so.
I'm going to have to try it.
I'm going to try to make a video for that recipe. I'll put it up there, and so everyone can check it out.
Yeah.
And let me know how it comes out.
What we'll do is we'll put up, like, Lala's recipes.
Yeah. It's good.
Right, on the site.
I swear, they're really good, and it shouldn't be hard. Even for someone who doesn't cook, like Shona, you probably could do that.
Yeah,
really
something
easy.
Simple.
Really easy.
Yeah,
and
a lot
of flavor. Like, that's what I love. Like, easy recipes with a lot of flavor and tender meat. Like, that's the best.
Yes, love it. I'm going to try it. I'll let you know how I make out.
All right, good.
We'll be back. You're listening to Shona on the radio with Lala. Here's some news. So, what's going on in the world?
Well, you know, I love my crazy stories.
Me too.
And I found another one. They just never end. You know the hibachi places? You know, we have a few here. You ever go eat there?
Yes, I've been to a few.
And the whole thing is you have fun. You sit at a table where the chef cooks in front of you and does all crazy stuff, like throwing food at you. And you know the little doll? It's like a little doll, and the guys make it squirt water on you so it looks like it's peeing.
No, I've never seen it. I've never seen it at the restaurant, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've been to a few, and they always have this little doll, and they squirt you with it. And it's funny, you know? The doll's pants go down, and you don't see anything. It's not like it has, you know, anything there, but...
Right.
So anyway, a couple went to a hibachi restaurant. I think it was Tennessee. And they were sitting there eating, and the chef took out the little doll, and he squirted it, and it hit the woman in the face. Well, she started freaking out. He just peed on me. It just peed on me. She called the police right on the spot.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Called the police. They showed up, and she started saying that the chef sexually assaulted her. You know, he made the doll pee on her. It was traumatizing. She had her grandkids there. Traumatized them because his doll was peeing. And she's trying to sue, and she's pressing charges for assault.
Unreal.
And the cops kind of were, like, laughing. They didn't say that they were laughing, but the cops said, ma'am, like, the doll doesn't... If it had a private part, like, if it had, like, a little, you know...
Thing.
Then we could understand that being inappropriate, but the doll has nothing there, just flat, you know? And she said, I don't care, the kids know what that means, and, you know, she was really upset. So... I watched the interview with her and her husband, and I'm sorry, I know they say don't judge people, but if you see this video and what these people look like, they don't look like your Sunday churchgoers that you would be like, okay, that could offend them. You know, these people look like they've been around the block before, and they've seen it all, you know?
Yeah.
And I am judging, so I'm sorry, but Jesus, come on. And they were just, she was really upset in the video, and then the husband chimes in, he's like, yeah, my wife had to be put through that, and I'm, you know, I want something done about this. So the owner, you know, had to come and apologize, and he said that no other customers have ever complained about it, which, that should be the case. Like, why would you complain about that?
Yeah, really.
So come on. Like, they're just looking to start trouble or get money or whatever.
That's exactly...
Two hungry people. And yeah. It's really disgusting. It's really...
You can't do anything anymore.
No.
As a joke or anything, because...
I mean,
people, you could sue for anything, and they just want money.
Mm-hmm. And that's it's really going to get worse and worse, that places aren't going to allow anything. Like, it's going to be so strict everywhere that you can't do anything just for the fear of someone suing or being offended by something, and that isn't freedom. I'm sorry, it's not freedom.
Not at all.
So, I mean, it's just... I had a tough time talking about that. It's pretty crazy.
I would love to see the court case.
Yeah.
They should just film it. If it even goes to court, you know?
I hope it doesn't. I hope.
You never know these days. So, I don't know if you heard about the man who jumped out of a plane without a parachute at 25,000 feet.
What? Without a parachute?
Without a parachute.
Oh my. Wow.
Yeah.
Did he die?
He did not.
How?
He lived. He jumped out of a airplane 25,000 feet in the air, and he landed on a,
like a net? Or?
Yeah, on a net.
What? So he had to plan then, right? Because at first I thought maybe it was just he fell out of an airplane or was trying to commit suicide. Or okay, so he had a plan.
All
right.
He had a plan. It's all over TV.
Okay.
It happened in California. And they had a broadcast, you know, of it live. And you could Google it, and the video is on YouTube. But
wow.
Yeah, he jumped 25,000 feet in the air, and he landed at 4,000... Oh, it was 4,000 feet short of the summit of Mount Everest.
Wow. And did he have any injuries when he hit the net, or he's fine?
He's fine.
Wow. That's
he got up and hugged his wife.
If I was her, I would... Yeah. I would not be happy with that.
No.
Because he could die. Anything could go wrong.
And the article that I'm reading, it says that at 18,000 feet, he took his oxygen mask off.
What?
Yeah.
You can lose consciousness up
yes,
there.
You can. That's what I was thinking.
Wow. Well, he is a nut job, but that's crazy. At least he made it through.
I can't even believe that. I would like to just ask him, what is it like being in the air?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
Crazy, crazy. Well... I mean, if that people like that adrenaline rush, they're going to do anything to get it. So,
yep,
good for him, I guess. But again, Pokemon is in the news. It's just like a disease. It keeps spreading and spreading. I swear, I see these. Have you seen the kids yet? When you're driving around?
You know what? I haven't. But a friend of mine posted a video. I think I sent it to you of kids in his town. Teenagers, you know, mm-hmm. young adults, probably, in the pouring rain, playing Pokemon.
Yeah, they walk around like zombies. It's crazy. And, I mean, right now that Pokemon, since they see all this going on, the creators and the owners of it had to put out this whole new statement because people are getting hurt, people are getting killed, people are trespassing. So they're
falling into oceans.
Yeah, falling off the roads, but they had to put out this whole thing that said basically, like, you cannot trespass playing this game. You know, watch where you're going. It's dangerous. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't go anywhere that's not safe, or don't talk to anyone that's not safe, because they're being held liable for this stuff.
First of all, in my opinion, it's common sense that you don't trespass.
Mm-hmm. Kids don't get that. They're like, oh, there's a Pikachu in that guy's yard. I'm going to walk in there. And that's what they're doing. They're walking in people's backyards. They're walking their front yards. They're going in sheds. They're going in restaurants. And they're not buying anything. And they're just, you know, they're causing a lot of havoc. And so now Pokemon had to put that notice out. Like, you can't do this stuff. If you do it, you know, whatever happens, happens to you. It's not our fault. So,
crazy.
It is. It's really crazy that they have to even say that and tell kids this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not just kids. It's adults, too.
It is. Yeah. Like you said, your sister plays it.
My sister plays it, yes. And her, a few of her friends who are older. And, I mean, she is getting exercise. They go out every night, and they're out for, like, 3 hours walking and walking and walking. And it is good exercise, but it's kind of, it's just silly. I'm like, can't you just walk without playing that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess not, but...
That's a little weird. Yeah. I don't know, I just don't understand the game, I guess. I don't know.
I don't get it either. I won't, but...
But I don't know if you saw in the news that a man spent $400...
On Pokemon?
On Pokemon.
No. Mm-hmm. I did not.
Yes, he needed what he calls supplies, which was stuffed animals, cards, Pokemon balls.
Wow. And how old was he?
Oh, I don't know, probably like in his 30s.
Oh my god. $400?
Yeah. And it wasn't even his own money, it was his sister's credit card.
Wow. I would kill him. I would kill my brother if he used my money. $400 of my money on Pokemon? Get out of here.
I would be so mad.
Yeah, he'd be finding a job real quick.
Yeah. And, you know, he said, in the clip, she said, you know, you took an Uber. And he was like, well, you wouldn't take me, so I had to.
Oh, this sounds like something my brother would do, really, honestly. He would do that.
So this guy took an Uber around his city or town that he lives in to catch Pokemon.
And that costs money.
Yes.
Wow.
Unreal.
It's really pathetic. And I know a lot of our listeners are probably Pokemon Go lovers, and they're like, you know, probably hating that we're bashing it, but listen, I'm not bashing the whole thing, just these older people that are playing and acting like children and spending money and trespassing and all that, you know, it's not good, no. You know? You're getting out and getting exercise, good, I applaud you, go have fun, but try not to break the law with that stuff.
Yeah, really, play responsibly.
Yeah. And did you hear about the charter bus that crashed?
No.
It was today, actually, I think, Tuesday, right? Yeah. It crashed today in California.
Oh my gosh.
And there was 30 people on it, and 5 people are dead, and the others are severely injured. It was on the highway in L.A., and I don't know what happened. They don't know what happened to make it veer off the road, but it struck an exit sign pole, and they were going so fast that it split the bus down the middle.
Oh my god.
And because the bus kept moving even after impact, so the pole went right through the middle, split the bus in half. So, 5 people are dead, unfortunately. Many others had to be flown out of there. Police are seen to be going, and firefighters climbing in the windows, dragging people out. And it's just really sad, so I hope, you know, the people that were injured make it out today, and everything is okay. But I really don't know what caused it, but it's scary.
That is so scary.
Yeah.
Especially those highways in L.A. They're pretty busy.
Yeah? All right.
And they're like 5 and 6 lanes. Like,
wow. So that probably held up traffic. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
sad. But that's all I got for you this week. Hopefully we get some more positive stuff next week.
Yes, definitely. And maybe some more Pokemon.
Of course, Pokemon.
Drama.
Pokemon.
Well, we will be right back. You're listening to Shauna on the Radio with Lala.
I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care, but when I need you, baby,
you're never there. Fickle flame. If you want me.
listening to Shona on the Radio with Lala, and we have some gossip that's going on in the celebrity world.
Yeah, I was kind of, even though it's silly, I was kind of following this story with Beyonce. Did you hear about her song lyric?
I didn't.
In one of her songs called Sorry, she says, you know, Becky with the good hair, go be with Becky with the good hair, you know, and it might sound like a silly little lyric, but people took it above and beyond, and they wanted to know, who is this Becky? Who is she? Because the song is about cheating. So then it was Jay-Z cheated on her with some Becky with the good hair. Then it came out to be that Becky is a code name or nickname for a white girl.
Wow.
You know, like, that song, Give Me That Becky. But
I don't, but okay.
No, all right. So yeah, Becky is what they call white girls. You know, that's just
the term.
The term or normal name. So everyone was trying to figure it out. So then this rumor went around that some girl named Rachel Roy was the Becky who Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce with. The funny thing about it was that all the fans got so heated, they went on Twitter and they went on Instagram everywhere and they started bashing Rachel Ray, the cook. They got the name wrong. So then Rachel Ray woke up the next day to these just people just bashing her, cursing her out, calling her a slut, you know, all that. You cheated with Jay-Z on Beyonce. How can you do that? And she's like, what? You know, was she in her 50s?
Yeah, something like that. Can you imagine Jay-Z with Rachel Wright? Like, ew.
Yeah, she was actually a good sport about it. She laughed, and she's like, oh, I never knew it happened. Sorry, you know? So that was, like, a few weeks ago. But I guess, finally, they came out about it, and the writer of the song, who's Winter Gordon, said that it's just a made-up lyric. It's about nothing. He didn't cheat on Beyonce. And a few people have been targeted because of that lyric. Like, Taylor Swift was targeted with it. People thought it was her. Then some other girl, Rita Ora, I think her name is, they targeted her, saying she was cheating with Jay-Z. I just find it so funny. And, like, Beyonce was asked, and she said, you know, that people are crazy. Like, that they just take everything so serious and
yeah,
go crazy with it. Like, come on. Just a lyric, but
really?
I thought it was funny. Especially Rachel Ray.
Yeah. Fans think that they know everything about that person.
Yeah.
You know?
And that lyrics are real. Like, they're not always
true.
Yeah, they're just to make money and make a song and whatever sounds good, whatever rhymes. You know, sometimes they're real and about life experiences, but I thought that was pretty funny.
That is too funny. Oh my gosh.
And, you know Rihanna and Drake used to date?
I did know that, yeah.
Yeah. And then they broke up. But have you seen the videos going around but from their concerts? Because they do some songs together.
Oh, no.
They look like they're still in love. Like, the way they're dancing with each other, the way they sing to each other, look at each other's eyes. And I kept seeing a few of them float around the internet. And I'm like, are they dating? Come on, look at that. And then everyone's saying, oh, it's just for show, it's a concert. But, you know, you could tell when two people are into each other.
Yeah.
So I guess they finally talked about it recently, and they said that yes, they've been hanging out, yes, they're rekindling their romance, and they've been taking trips, you know, out of country together. Her Instagram is like all cuddly with him, but they don't want to put a title on it. And I guess it's Rihanna who doesn't want to put the title on it, but like Drake's madly in love with her, so
yeah,
they are really cute together. I personally hate Drake, but I love Rihanna, so
same here.
I don't. He just seems, I guess, because I watched him in Degrassi. Did you watch Degrassi as a kid?
No.
Okay, that was a show, I think, on Disney. And he was this kid who was...
He was a Disney actor?
I think it was Disney, Degrassi. Yeah, I think so. But he was a kid in a wheelchair on the show. He was paralyzed from the waist down. And he was just, like, such a dork, you know? And he was cute, like, played a cute character. But he was... That's what I picture him as. And then now he's a rapper. And it's like, okay. So I can never see him... Besides, you know, I just pictured Degrassi.
The guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah, so... And some of his songs, like, in the beginning, I just laughed at, because he doesn't... To me, he's just not a rapper, you know? He tries to play, like, this hardcore thug.
Yeah.
But I love Rihanna. I don't really like him. But I guess it works for them.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his, you know, and I honestly I don't really follow celebrities and who they're dating and what they're doing, and I could care less.
Me too.
I seriously thought that, like, she was hanging out with Chris Brown again.
Yeah, I know. That's what the last I heard was.
And then I found out he had a child.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
That little girl is beautiful, Chris Brown's daughter. She is so beautiful. Her name is Royalty, I think. Royalty. But she's beautiful.
What a name.
Yeah. And did you see Zac Efron, his body?
I did.
Oh, my God. So gorgeous. If you're on your computer or on your cell phone, Google Zac Efron, because he doesn't look the same anymore. The last I saw him, he was this cute little kid on Disney, too. And now he is a hunk. Like, oh my God, his body is so chiseled.
It really is.
They have all pictures up of him riding a horse with no shirt on, him running on the beach. Ugh, so I thought that'd be a good way to end my celebrity news, is just picturing his little body there. Am I like a child molester? How old is he? Is he old enough for me to be talking like this?
I don't know how old he is. He's got to be over 21.
All right, I'm good.
He's
then.
Not on Disney anymore.
Okay, good. That's all that matters.
Well, we will have to put a picture of him up on Facebook.
Yes, please. And in the studio.
Okay. I'll print one out. I'll frame it for you.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, we will be back. We have much more. We have some crazy criminal stories.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. So, stay tuned. You're listening to Shauna on the Radio with Lala. We will be right back. Caroline taking a look at some concerts coming up August 6th. The Goo Goo Dolls and Collective Soul will be at The Lawn at White River State Park in Indianapolis. Also on August 6th in Mashantucket, Connecticut, Philip Phillips and Matt Nathanson will be performing at the Grand Theater at Foxwoods Casino. August 7th, Korn will be at the Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado. And on August 9th, Billy Joel will be at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And also on August 9th, Guns N' Roses will be in San Francisco, California, performing at AT&T Park. And here's one for all the Millennium kids out there. August 11th, O-Town, 98 Degrees, Dream, and Ryan Cabrera are going to be at NYCB Theater in New York City. And lastly, August 13th, Steven Tyler will be at the Chicago Theater in Chicago, Illinois. That's a look at this week's concert calendar. For more, go to ShaunaOnTheRadio.com. You're listening to Shauna on the Radio with Lala, and I was searching the internet, and I always like to watch different crazy videos and read different stories, so I wanted to share some of these crazy criminal stories with you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, a man walks into a bank, and obviously to rob it, and he faints.
The robber?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, prior to robbing the bank, he
had one job.
Yeah. And he failed.
He probably got so nervous.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, he's like, oh god.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm thinking.
So, does it say how they knew he was going to rob the bank, or did he say, like, everybody get on the floor, and then he fainted, or...
He, according to the article, prior to the ambulance actually showing up and taking him, he handed the note over.
Oh, God.
And then fainted.
There you go. There, that's perfect.
Crazy. And, here's another one. So, a robbery, that was gonna go on at Lowe's, he fled the police, obviously. And he jumped over the fence, and guess what was over the fence?
His nuts. I don't know. I was just trying to picture whatever is hanging as you jump over a fence.
Well, a bunch of nuts.
A bunch of nuts.
It was a nude beach.
Oh. Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were going to tell me he got stuck on the fence and his nuts got stuck in the fence.
No.
I'm so sorry. Alright, so he jumped into a nude beach?
Yes.
Okay. Why the heck is there a Lowe's by a nude beach?
I don't know. I'm guessing that this happened in Florida. Maybe. But, so apparently the cops caught him very easily because he was the only one with clothes on.
Okay. Everything was still attached, right? He didn't lose anything in the fence. Okay.
I don't know. I'd have to look into more of the story, but...
All right.
According to the article I found, he was okay.
There goes my dirty mind.
So, here's another one. A man was arrested for... being a suspect of having crystal meth in his car. And so, you know, he got arrested, and they later found out that it was donut powder.
Wait, so they found, like, white powder in his car?
Yeah, and they thought it was crystal meth. So
they arrested him.
And when they were doing the investigation, they found out it was donut powder.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
The cops didn't recognize donuts. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Especially because every time I go to Dunkin' Donuts, cops. There stops there.
Cops and donuts.
Yeah.
They will be so mad at us for saying that. My husband hates when people do that with donuts.
Well, you know, it's kind of true.
I know. I tell him.
So, here's another one. So a man was on his way to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
He decides to stop at the local pizza place and ask them if they had drugs on them. Crack, to be specific.
He went to a pizza place and he asked the...
Yeah, he was on his way to rehab.
Okay.
He decides he's gonna go to the pizza place before going to rehab.
Get some crack.
And asks them for crack. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
People are so ignorant. When they want it, they'll do anything. I saw a video on Facebook the other day of a crack addict climbing up someone's, like, the side of their house.
What?
Yeah, and he climbed up to the window. He's like, "You got it? You got the crack?" And the guy is, you know, he's laughing. He's like, "Who are you? They told me to come here. You got the crack? You got the crack?" He's obviously out of his mind, this guy. And the guy's like, "No, I don't have any crack. Is this the wrong house?" He looks around. He's like, "Oh, it's the wrong house. I only got $2. You got the crack?" I was laughing. I'm like, it's scary how addicted they get, that they don't care what they do. They don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah, they don't. They have no idea.
And speaking of criminals, it's kind of worldwide news right now, or countrywide news. We've had a lot of bank robberies in our area. Have you been seeing that?
Yes.
And I know it's the same guy. It looks like the same guy in every picture.
I haven't seen the pictures, but I heard.
Yeah, he's like a white guy. He's probably around my age. He wears sunglasses and a baseball cap. And he's hit Dolson Avenue.
Yep.
He's hit two banks on Dolson.
One on 211, I heard.
211, and then Fishkill.
Fishkill, too.
And he's just handing over a note that says, "Give me money, I have a gun." So, they're just... I guess I heard that the banks, by law, cannot say no. If there's a threat, they have to just hand over money.
Really?
They can't try to stop the guy, they can't say no. Yeah, that's what they are told to do. So, they don't know how much money this guy is getting from them, because the teller's just grabbing and giving. So they haven't announced, like, how much money he's been getting at the banks. But then he just walks out nonchalantly, and he disappears on foot. So he's just hitting all over the area. It's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
So they're going to start putting officers in every bank. I know Bank of America has an officer there.
Yeah, they do, which I always said that was a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't bank there, but...
Mm-hmm. I used to bank there. He was always there out front.
Yep. I still see him every time I go by.
Yeah. I think they're going to have to sadly do that to all banks. Those are some funny stories, and...
Yes.
Especially
I have one more.
Oh, you have another one?
This one happens to be out of PA, Pennsylvania. And so, another one who likes pills and likes to drink.
Okay.
She decided to take a spin around the block, and she was so drunk and high on painkillers, muscle relaxers, and ate beers that she decided she was going to take a ride around the block and hit a beer distribution center.
Place. She crashed into it?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So, apparently she wanted more beer.
Yeah, she didn't, I guess, didn't have enough at home.
No, and she's
crack
held...
that open.
She's held on a $100,000 bail.
Ooh,
so at least she did get arrested.
Good. Oh, people are crazy.
People are nuts. And I'm sure I'll have more stories next week.
Pretty funny.
Crazy, crazy. Well, we will be right back. You're listening to Shauna on the Radio with Lala.
That she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of a stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, 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 hey. Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all fading and that heaven is overrated? Well, tell me, did you fall from a shooting star?
sticking up for you. Even when I know you're wrong, can you imagine no first dance, freeze dried romance, 5 hour phone conversation, the best soy latte that you ever had in me. But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day and head back to the Milky Way?
Showing on the radio with Lala, and last week I went to see Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and I don't know if you know who that is.
Yes, I love them.
She was amazing.
Yeah?
Oh my gosh,
she
so much energy.
Still?
She really does, yeah. She put on a great show. She performed with, well, Cheap Trick opened up for her.
I've never heard of that.
I didn't really know okay. who they were either. And then Heart.
Okay, I've heard of them.
Was after her. But Joan Jett should have been the star of the show. Yeah, she should have. I don't know what you call it. What do you call it?
Headline?
Headliner, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she should have definitely been the headliner. But I got to meet Joan Jett.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she was very nice. So I told her I have a radio show, and I said, you should come on. So
what'd she say?
She was like, oh, okay. Who knows if she'll ever come on.
Yep. How does she look? She looks good? Or
She does. You know what? Where we were in the meet and greet, it was so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people that I guess must have won backstage passes. So it was really packed and crowded. So she was standing like right in front of me. And I was just like, this lady has a really nice butt for being 60-something
oh
years
God.
Old. I mean,
a nice
that's
badunk-a-dunk.
Huh?
A badunk-a-dunk?
Oh, yes. But, like, that's... she looked good, but you could tell, like, she was aging.
Yeah, yeah. And they have money so they can get things stapled up there and tightened and...
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, yeah, her band members were really nice. I met the one guy, I think his name was Hal. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get pictures with her?
I did, yeah. They're on Facebook.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I think I saw that.
You might
have seen
it. She
had, like, all the makeup on. Right?
Yeah.
That was
yep.
her. I didn't recognize her. Wow. She does look good.
Yeah. And it poured.
Yeah.
It
I
was
remember that day.
Horrible.
It was downpouring. Poor you.
Got stuck in the rain.
Oh, that's yuck.
I looked like a drenched rat, you know, with my umbrella.
It made it more interesting.
Yeah. It was definitely a night to remember.
That's awesome.
That's for sure. But, yeah, so we'll see who else I get to meet. And
yeah, you go to concerts all the time.
I do, yeah. This week I'm going to see Toby Keith.
Wow.
Which, yeah, they're expecting it to be a sold-out show.
Yeah, he's good. I like
so
Toby
that's
Keith.
What I hear.
Yes, he's really good.
That's what I hear, so I'm excited.
Lucky you. Jealous.
I'll let you know how it was next week.
Yeah, and then, are you going to Pitbull? Because I'm dying to go see Pitbull and Prince Royce.
I might go, I'm not sure, but I might go.
That's cool.
I met him years ago, kind of like when he had like his first single out.
Mm-hmm.
I met him by accident. I ended up walking through his dressing room by accident, and he was in there. So he's like, oh, let's get a picture. What's your name? You know?
Aww.
He was really, really, really nice. So
I like him. He seems like he's pretty down to earth.
He really was, I have to say. He seemed really cool, so. But I'll let you know next week how Toby Keith was.
Cool.
And, that's it for us this week.
Yeah, that was went by pretty fast.
It did. Well, everyone, check us out next week. You're listening to Shauna on the Radio with Lala.